The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, it was a joyous and exciting time for many, an anxious and disappointing time for many more. We're talking, of course, about the recent CAO offers. But what can you do to get over the disappointment of not getting the offer you wanted? And what other options are available to you? Here to answer this, we're joined by Dr. Mary O'Kane, lecturer in child psychology and education and author of Perfectly Imperfect Parenting, and also by Andrew Brownlee, CEO of Solace. And Andrew, let me start with you. For people who didn't get the course that they wanted, other routes and other options, what would you recommend?
Yeah, absolutely, Anton. The first thing I think I would say to people in that situation is don't panic. I think we all know that the days of doing a kind of block of education from age 18 to 21 that will serve you for the rest of the career, I mean, those days are gone now. I think, you know, we all have to accept we live in a world where we're going to have to learn and upskill and reskill throughout our lifetimes. So I think, you know, when people are thinking about their next steps, they need to remember that this is just the start of a journey. And there's a whole world of opportunities out there, particularly in further education and training and apprenticeships, that we'd really like people to consider, you know, over the next couple of weeks.
And is it your view or your recommendation that people should keep the same end target in mind and find a way to circumnavigate their current problems? Or should they have a total rethink and say, well, maybe I should go for a completely different course?
Yeah, I mean, I think the message is to open your mind. You know, if you have a really clear ambition or a clear sense of where you want to go, you know, that's fantastic. But I suppose we don't believe that everyone's been given, I suppose, the full information to allow them to make the smart choices. I mean, one of the great developments which came into pass last year was when the CAO website was launched in November. They actually included an options page that could let you explore and apply within a few clicks over 600 further education courses and also look into 65 apprenticeship programs. Now, that was the first time that all of those options were on the table alongside higher education choices. So what I would say to people is, don't be fixated on, you know, what your idea was of the ideal outcome or the ideal higher education degree. Have a look around before you take the decision on the next step. And also, Anton, I mean, it's not an either or. If you haven't got the points that you needed to get into the higher education degree program that you wanted, there are other pathways available. I mean, we have a whole range of kind of pre-university courses in areas like nursing, business, science, arts, sports science. So it's not an either or. And we've actually been able to prove that doing a further education course first can actually prepare you better for going into university.
Are those options available? Are they also on the CAO website? Andrew, would you be saying go on to the Solace site to find them?
Yeah, no, well, if you, the cao.ie/options has three tiles. It has your normal kind of higher education choices, it has your further education and training course options, and it has your apprenticeship options. So you can start from there. That's maybe the easiest place to start, where you have all of the options on the table. If you click into the further education button, that'll take you into our website, as you say, fetchcourses.ie. You'll be able to see hundreds and hundreds of courses, and most of them still have places available, Anton. So go in and check it out, and you'll be able to apply straight away. And you could be studying in one of our great colleges or one of our great training centres within the next couple of weeks.
Andrew, thank you very much. That's Andrew Brownlee, who is Chief Executive of Solace. As I say, we're joined as well by Dr. Mary O'Kane, who's lecturer in child psychology and education. Mary, obviously there's the practical impact of the disappointment in trying to find an alternate course or finding an alternate route. But there's also the emotional impact, because for many students, they may find that a pattern of life that they've been in, where they're progressing with a certain group of peers or certain classmates, is now sundered as they go to college or they go to their next step in education, and you mightn't. How do you handle that kind of disappointment? And if you're parents and friends, how do you support the person?
Hi, Anton. Yeah, that's exactly it. I love that Andrew was talking about all the practical aspects, but I think sometimes, just first of all, we just allow them to feel the pain. And it's funny, you know, as adults, we tell them, no, these results, they do not define you. And we say these things to them. But they have spent 6 years of their life leading up to this moment. So for them, it often doesn't feel that way if they're disappointed. And sometimes we think, is it the kids who have, you know, really, really gone down in points? Sometimes it's the kids who've gotten their 6-2-5 who are disappointed that the CAO didn't go their way. So it's so important that we sort of start by acknowledging that and by saying, you know, if things just didn't go the way you had hoped, yes, you know, allow them to just feel that pain and feel that disappointment. And again, you see, sometimes we say to things to them, oh, it's not the end of the world, and oh, there's so much out there. No, just allow them, you know, to be devastated, to have that little moment of being devastated, and empathize with them. Now, at that point, though, we empathize, and I think the next thing to do is listen. You know, let them pour it out. Again, as parents, you know the way sometimes we want to fix it? You know, oh, this is awful, this is devastating. Now, I'm going to jump in here, super mum, and fix it for you. No, sometimes they just need you to listen and then help them process it all. You know, we're the port, the calm port in the storm. You know, all is not lost. You know, as Andrew said, there are so many different options. So it's important that we sometimes breathe as well, and don't panic and make their panic even worse.
Is there a predictable way in which people deal with disappointment like this? Is there elements of Kubler-Ross to it where you can say there are phases that I'm likely to have to deal with as they come to terms?
Well, I think in the beginning there is. It's all those emotions, you know, and we kind of think, okay, this is disappointing, and we use that word disappointing, but hold on a minute. For them, this can be an absolute feeling of failure. It can be a feeling of unfairness. You know, for kids who've done really well but still haven't got what they achieved, that feels so damn unfair. Maybe jealousy. You know, they might be jealous of friends' achievements, and then they feel guilty for feeling that way. No, all these emotions are natural. And these emotions can be really strong, Anton. I mean, again, we're looking at this with these older eyes. We're looking back and we're thinking, you know, this really is not the end of the world, but that's a huge range of emotions. And it's important that we allow them to be there first. Do you know, sometimes, Anton, if as a parent you are feeling really emotional too, because sometimes we are, and we're looking at our friends and they're delighted with their kids and we're feeling devastated, sometimes it's a good idea to let our kids go back and talk to the school's career counselor. You know, to get a really impartial, objective ear if we're feeling stressed. But again, I think, you know, when they let all that emotional stuff out, they need us to sort of help them take a little bit of time, think about how to help them progress. Instead of taking over, we're the sounding board, you know what I mean? And we're helping them, as Andrew said, go through the different options. Now, I know repeating, and it's the or word. For some of them, they don't want to hear about it. For some of them, that might be the way to go. As Andrew said, look at Solace. Look at the PLC courses. Look at the, you can get in to the VTAC system. There are so many different entries, graduate entry systems. There are just so many different ways of getting where you want to go. But we just need to calm and breathe so that we can sort of rationally process what the next plan of action, if you like, is.
Mary, thank you very much. That is Dr. Mary O'Kane, lecturer in child psychology and education and author of Perfectly Imperfect Parenting. And before her was Andrew Brownlee, CEO of Solace.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.